Taste of Honey coming up now by the head honey taster in these here parts, Bobby Barron. Hi, Bob.
How are you, Jack? Nice to talk to you.
Say, this particular track I have set up is from your Venice Blue album, and I see that you've also included quite a variety of things in this set, standards, new songs, a couple of your own things. Who worked with you on this album?
Well, a fellow by the name of Richard West.
Did
a few of the charts, yeah. And a marvelous arranger named Ernie Freeman,
mm-hmm.
who's been responsible for some of the great Dean Martin hits and some of Frank Sinatra's current singles as well. Yeah, marvelous arrangers, both. And of course, it's a little bit of a different kind of bag for me than the Hello Dolly Goodbye
mm-hmm.
Charlie album, in so much as it's kind of a ballad-heavy album. Mm-hmm. It's usually with swinging and cooking out.
Yeah, Who Can I Turn To is one of the.
Yeah, Who Can I Turn To and Softly and Somewhere. You
nice
know,
things.
Yeah, nice things. A quiet kind of easy sound. Not too polite. You know, a little bit of a thing behind it.
You have a couple of trademark bits in there.
No, just a couple of easy, like mm-hmm. I want to be around to pick up the check, dear, when somebody loses the tag. Things like that, yeah. It's a fun album, although it's not, as I say, the usual kind of uproarious thing. You know,
The story behind that song, I want to be around?
I do.
Sadie Vimmerstedt?
Vimmerstedt.
Vimmerstedt submitted the title of Johnny Mercer.
Well, he's one of the great people of all times anyway, you know.
And so he puts her down as a co-writer.
She's made probably more money from that than she ever made in her whole life. Yeah. She doesn't have much of a catalog of Vimmerstedt.
No, I don't think
that's about the first thing I've ever heard of her.
But that's a good title. I want to be around to pick up the people.
Oh, I thought you were going to say I want to be a Vimmerstedt.
Well, Bob, I have Taste of Honey coming right up.
Hey, it's written by a friend of mine, incidentally, Bobby Scott.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's an interesting thing. Bobby Scott noodled that.
Noodled it?
Noodled it. That's how it was composed. He noodled it underneath the original Broadway show, Taste of Honey. And it was put down, along with a slew of other themes that he was also just noodling, because he was ad-libbing the entire underscoring, you know, of the play, sitting with a little trio, I believe, in the pit. And they were just kind of noodling to give it some, you know, extra dimension, the show itself. And sure enough, it comes time for the picture, and nobody even called him. This is not from the picture of Taste of Honey. This is from the show A Taste of Honey. They didn't even call him.
And the
song from the picture never did a thing. But Bobby's a theme, you know.
Yeah.
That was just like that's a throwaway. And he's a brilliant talent anyway.
Well, Bob, so are you, and it's a pleasure having you on the show. And
gee, you read that just
much.
The way I wrote it. I love you for it. Yeah, it was great. I thought I was losing my humility.
Well, into the grooves he goes, our in-person guest, Bobby Darin. His popular album, Venice Blue, A Taste of Honey. Here's Bobby.
Winds may blow over the icy sea.